I would like to talk about Li Ziqi, a Chinese influencer on Weibo, which is China's equivalent of Twitter. And she also has millions of followers on TikTok and YouTube. People loved watching her videos so much during COVID-19 quarantine that she was dubbed Quarantine Queen by the New York Times. Li Ziqi posts these extremely slow-moving, long set of videos where she performs culinary magic and farm-to-tablehood that people can only aspire to. She grows all of her food while wearing simple, perfect clothes. She barely says a word in these videos, so language isn't a barrier. It's all very visual, like that just translates very well. But there's also this escape factor too. Like, she's not just popular because she doesn't talk. She's also showing this insanely perfect country living lifestyle, and that touched on a pretty global nerve, which is this universal urban malaise, this kind of frustration with living in a world of not only burnout and kind of profit-seeking driving machines, but also in recent years, a coronavirus that's, you know, constraining everyone in their homes. It's sort of perfect in this time of quarantining, right, that we would gravitate to somebody outside in nature. Nature is healing, right? And Li Ziqi, she's in that nature. And for people who've gone to large cities to work from villages, they're part of a rat race. They're hustling every day and they're utterly exhausted. And for some of these people, this idea of leaving the urban sprawl, the rat race, is very appealing. I think that's a global phenomenon, really. And this is perhaps why Li Ziqi's videos are popular globally as well.